This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Praising the remarkable achievement of India's rise in fintech, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's unified payments interface, UPI, is the undisputed champion of the success story. Inaugurating the Global Fintech Fest 2026 in Mumbai, Mr. Modi said, "This is such a massive transformation that whenever fintech is discussed, it will remain incomplete without UPI."
भारत की फिनटेक स्टोरी अद्भुत रही है और इसका एक बड़ा चैंपियन है हमारा यूपीआई। मैंने पिछले साल भी इसकी चर्चा की थी, लेकिन ये इतनी बड़ी ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन है कि जब भी फिनटेक की चर्चा होगी तो वो यूपीआई के बिना अधूरी ही होगी।
Reiterating his core philosophy of technological empowerment, Prime Minister praised UPI as ultimate tool for financial inclusion, successfully penetrating areas ignored by traditional banking models. The Prime Minister pointed out that over 24 billion UPI transactions occurred in August alone. Mr. Modi said it is because of this impact that French President Emmanuel Macron said that UPI is not just a tech story, it is a civilizational story. The revamped Nehru Planetarium, a premier public outreach facility under the Prime Minister's Museum and Library, PMML, was inaugurated in New Delhi yesterday. The upgraded facility aims to strengthen science communication, promote astronomy awareness and enhance public engagement. PMML Chairperson Nipendra Mishra presided over the inauguration ceremony. Speaking on the occasion, PMML Director Ashwini Lohani said the Nehru Planetarium has emerged as one of the leading planetariums in the country, equipped with state-of-the-art facilities to promote scientific temper and inspire curiosity among students, youth and the public. The Union Ministry of Women and Child Development will launch the 9th National Nutrition Month 2026 in Varanasi today. Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi will launch the campaign at Rudraksh Convention Centre in the presence of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. The campaign will be conducted throughout the month of September in Anganwadi centres, schools, panchayats and homes across the country with community participation. This year, the theme of National Nutrition Month is Our Anganwadis, Our Responsibility. Uttar Pradesh government has enhanced the honorarium for Anganwadi workers and helpers. State government has issued an order in this regard. As per the order, an additional increase of 4,000 rupees per month has been made in the state share of Anganwadi workers and 2,000 rupees per month in the state share of helpers. Following this revision, Anganwadi workers will receive a total honorarium of 12,000 rupees per month, while helpers will receive 6,000 rupees per month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India will always stand firmly with Sri Lanka in times of crisis, underlining that the relationship between the two countries is based on shared history, culture and faith. Mr. Singh arrived in Colombo yesterday on his maiden three-day visit to hold talks with Sri Lanka's top leadership. He made the remarks during an interaction with the Indian diaspora. He said both nations share close cultural and civilizational ties, which have provided a strong foundation for the growth of the bilateral relationship. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Krishna Swaminathan, will be on an official visit to Australia and New Zealand beginning today. During the visit, Admiral Swaminathan will hold bilateral discussions with the senior leadership of the Royal Australian Navy and engage with senior Australian defence leadership. He will also visit key operational and training establishments and interact with personnel of the Royal New Zealand Navy and officers undergoing professional military education. In New Zealand, the Chief of the Naval Staff will hold discussions with the senior leadership of the Royal New Zealand Navy and engage with senior New Zealand defence leadership. The engagements will focus on further strengthening operational interaction, information sharing, training and professional exchanges between the two navies. Indian para archers will be in the hunt for multiple medals at the World Archery Para Series in Ahmedabad today as they compete in several gold and bronze medal matches across different events. In the para-recurve mixed team gold medal match, India's Bhavna and Harvinder Singh will take on China's Liang Qirong and Xie Lei in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.